I was in an observatory, and I took my boys to see this planetary. It was at a planetarium, and you saw the stars, and we looked up at this dome. And here's how it began. Suddenly there was just a flash. And suddenly you were in this, all those swirls again. And the man said, "In the beginning there was the Big Bang." That's literally what he said. The Big Bang didn't happen in any one place. It happened everywhere at the same time. And you know what my boys said? Subhanallah. Because they knew who did that. Children know that. One of the deans, Fakhruddin al-Razi, said, if you take a rock and you look at a two-year-old and you hide behind a wall and you throw the rock over his head, the two-year-old will turn around. And if he can't walk, he'll crawl over to investigate where the rock came from. Why can't that two-year-old just believe it popped out of nowhere? Why can't it do that? Why can't that two-year-old just simply believe that it popped out of nowhere? Because inherent in human nature is the belief that there, for every effect, there is a cause. For every effect, there is a cause. And it starts right from the beginning. And we're told that there was no cause. We're told everything on this planet has a cause except the universe. There was no cause. Everything else has a material cause. You study any of the physical sciences, and they'll tell you there was a cause. They'll even, if you study physiology, they'll tell you about form and function. That every single thing in your body is designed for a function. The form is actually designed for the function. And they talk about design. They use that word. And I always wondered about that because I would ask them, who's the designer? Natural selection. Well, can you tell me a little bit more about this character? Because there's intelligent design. So is natural selection intelligent? Well, he works a lot at it. He makes a lot of mistakes. But he improves each time. Well, that's intelligence. I mean, that's a lot more intelligent than a lot of human beings that I know. Right? Because Einstein said the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. Which is what we call school reform. Really, that's what it is. It's school reform. So we want to look up at the stars again. They've done their best to take them out of the sky. They keep artificial lights in California. Fortunately, the power, we're losing it all. So one day the San Franciscans are going to walk out and say, my God, who created that? They haven't seen the heavens in at least 30 or 40 years. There's kids there that don't even know that there's stars up there. And they don't know that the sun shows up every morning. There's a lot of these people that are so disconnected to this universe that they're not even aware that there's a thing called the solar system. Again, a system. You wonder about that. System. That's an engineer's term. It's systems. Who makes systems? You can't blame that one on natural selection. The solar system. Because natural selection is working here on Earth. Who got that one going, right? I mean, really, there's questions here to be asked. These are called the big questions, but they're left out of those multiple choice tests. Somebody once had this guy, he's called the telephone man, and this is a true story. He was a telephone man in a yellow book, and I was in a bookstore, Cody's bookstore in Berkeley. And he came up to me, and there was a camera there. And he said, I'm the telephone book, and I can help you find what you're looking for. And apparently it's a commercial, and you get $50 just for doing it. So he asked me, what are you looking for? And I said, actually, I was in this section. It's called phenomenology. And I don't think it's in the phone book. And he said, no, you'd be surprised. I'm really serious. He said, you'd be surprised. He's looking it up. How do you spell that? P-H-E. He looked it up. He said, it's not in here. And I said, you know, God's not in there. Right? God's not in there. I mean, the big things aren't in the phone book. You can't look them up in the phone book. And that's the truth. It doesn't have all the answers, all these manuals they give you, how to do this and how to do that. They don't teach you how to nurture your soul, but they're very good at destroying the soul. And what we need to do as a community, all of us together, is we need to wage, I don't want to use war, because when Muslims say war, they get in trouble. But we need to wage, I'll use Brian Wilson's term, we need to wage unconditional peace against a culture controlled by a handful of people. And people say, well, that's that. Are you saying there's a conspiracy? I'm saying that you don't hang around long enough after the movie to read the credits. There's no conspiracy about who made the film. You just saw a film, and that film had an agenda. And if you didn't stay long enough, you'll often miss what the agenda was. For instance, there was a film called Executive Decision with Steven Seagal and Kirk something or other and a whole bunch of other famous people that people go and see just because their names are in there. They don't care what the movie's about, but they go to see those people. This film was about terrorists, Muslim terrorists, taking over an airplane. And interestingly enough, the white guy who goes to save the plane is using a plane that can latch onto another plane, which was actually a Pentagon project that was canned by Congress. And the Pentagon was upset about this. So he latches onto the plane, and then a whole bunch of minorities are under his command, and they go in to take over and get these Arabs out of there, who are going to blow up the entire East Coast. How they got that baggage onto that plane is another story. But that's Hollywood. So the interesting thing about this is if you stayed till the end of the credits, at the very end, not at the beginning, after Steven Seagal and all those characters and the producer and this, they said, we'd like to thank the United States Air Force. We'd like to thank the United States Navy. We'd like to thank the Secretary of Defense for making this film possible. That's an agenda. And those people who didn't stay long enough to see the credits don't realize that they were being affected by what they saw. There's propaganda there. You can, everything that John Taylor Gatto told you, you can find in public libraries, the Library of Congress, or you can get it through interlibrary loan. Some of them you'll have a very hard time finding, and I'm really serious about this. I tried to find a book called The Evil Eye. It took me 2 years. And the book was about a lot of studies that were done about television. This man's premise was that he felt that there was a lot of brain mind control going on in television, but it's a fascinating book to see the studies of what they knew back in the 50s about the severe effects that television were having on people.